With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. NBC News is reporting at least 22 people are dead after a mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine, which is about 150 miles north of Boston. Reportedly, at least 50 to 60 people were hurt in that shooting. It took place after a man armed with a rifle opened fire at multiple locations. The status of the suspect or motive is unknown at this time. Also at SRNnews.com, new Republican Speaker Mike Johnson's first act leading the chamber is to introduce a resolution supporting Israel in its conflict with the terrorist group Hamas.
The House on Wednesday passed a Republican-led resolution reaffirming its support for Israel with significant bipartisan support. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul from Texas introduced the resolution on October 11th, but the House was in a state of paralysis at the time, prompted by former Speaker Kevin McCarthy's removal about a week earlier. The House elected Johnson from Louisiana as its new Speaker Wednesday after the opposition of GOP hardliners derailed the bid of three previous nominees. Upon winning the gavel, Johnson declared that the House would get back to work immediately following more than 3 weeks of gridlock. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Wall Street Journal reporting that Israel's delaying its invasion of Gaza so that the United States can rush missile defenses to the region to protect U.S. troops. President Biden is hosting Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese for a state visit that's intended to deepen the partnership between the two allies. In remarks at a welcoming ceremony, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the two nations share a belief in freedom.
This is at the heart of our alliance. The soul of our partnership, not a pact against a common enemy, a pledge to a common cause.
This is SRN News. Abortion bans lead to fewer abortions.
The We Count Project reviews monthly abortion data across the country, and it has discovered that in states where the procedure is restricted, there are a lot less abortions. In some states, abortions have dropped by nearly 100% thanks to legislation that bars or severely limits the procedure. This report counters the arguments of some who suggested that repeating Roe v. Wade would have very little effect on how many abortions actually take place. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Police in London say anti-Semitic incidents are up more than 1,000% since Hamas launched its violent attack on Israel earlier this month. The city has seen pro-Palestinian rallies and the defacing of posters showing the Israelis who were taken hostage by Hamas during that attack. The police have responded by increasing patrols near Jewish schools and Jewish synagogues. Anti-Semitism has been on the rise around the world for the past decade. This is SRN News. Toyota, Honda, Nissan, and other Japanese automakers are serious about rolling out electric vehicles to catch up with the world's frontrunners like Tesla and BYD.
It's a message being heard at the Tokyo Mobility Show, which runs through November 5th, and where an EV is the star at practically every booth. Journalists got a preview of the concept models ahead of the show's opening to the public Saturday. Among them are Toyota's lean, angular Lexus concept, set to go on sale in 2026, which runs on lithium-ion batteries. Honda is showing a sports car EV concept.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, a hurricane that hit Mexico as a Category 5 is now a tropical storm. The National Hurricane Center said Tropical Storm Otis has weakened with top winds of 60 miles an hour after reaching 165 miles an hour overnight. It's about 130 miles north-northwest of Acapulco. More details at SRNnews.com.